Hello everyone and welcome to So Mindful Podcast, where we dig into the tips, tricks and topics that will help you have great fun making clothes that make you feel fabulous. I'm your host, Jackie Blakemore of So Much More Fun, and without further ado, let's get into this week's exciting episode. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of the So Mindful podcast. In this episode, I'm talking to the fabulous Imogen Lamport of Inside Out Style. This is a jam-packed episode, but before I get into that, let me tell you a little bit more about Imogen. So she's based in Melbourne, Australia, and you might detect that slightly in her accent. Not that I can talk. And her blog and website for Inside Out Style has become regarded as the encyclopedia of image consulting. She's also an innovator and leader in the style industry and created the absolute colour system of 18 tonal colour directions that's now used by consultants all around the world. So she knows her stuff. She's a certified psychological type practitioner and co-created the 16 style types, which bring together the relationship of how your personality influences your style using your psychological type. She's written and published 4 books, one of which is called Never Short on Style, Dressing and Finessing the Petite Frame. And at 5'2", that's definitely being added to my Christmas list. And with all that behind her, it's little wonder that she's also been interviewed widely, including being featured on Tatler magazine. Over the many years, she's created a wealth of resources on her website. There's so much on there, as well as working directly with clients on all things style. I was drawn to her because a lot of the knowledge that I picked up initially from her website seemed to tackle the topic of style from angles I hadn't seen before. One of the topics that's at the forefront of dressmakers' minds, and I see this a lot in the beginners' blogs, is that of choosing fabrics. It can be really daunting for beginners, but even as seasoned sewers, we can find it challenging to know which fabrics to choose. The fabric is such a key component to the success of your finished garment, and I'm always keen to discover any tips and tricks that help me narrow down the huge array of fabrics out there. In this episode, Imogen talks through the value of reflecting and repeating attributes from your own body features in the fabrics we choose, and how this can ensure that the garment you create is in harmony with you and as a result looks fabulous. She explains a wide range of different aspects, including how we can use the colour, tone and texture of our hair and skin to pick fabrics that will really show off our best features. And if you want to wear more boucle, then maybe ditch that wrinkle cream. So listen out for that in the episode. For the detailed show notes and links for this episode, visit somuchmorefun.co.uk/podcast. where you'll find a handy downloadable checklist of all the aspects of fabric selection covered in this show, and there's a lot of them. So I think I've done a big enough build-up for Imogen. Let's roll the tape. So welcome, everybody. This is the So Mindful podcast, and I'm really excited to have with me today Imogen Lamport. We've only recently met, but already I'm obsessed with her stuff. It's true. I've kind of binged, read loads of stuff from your website, and we've chatted a few times, haven't we? And it's always been fantastic. So I'll just let Imogen introduce herself and tell you a little bit more about what she does and who she works with. So who is it that you mostly work with, Imogen, and what kind of things do you help them with?
So I am an image consultant. A lot of people think of these as personal styles. I also do colour analysis and all those sorts of things. I write the blog Inside Out Style, which is, I call the encyclopedia of colour and style these days. It's got thousands of posts and it's all aimed at the kind of information my clients want to know about how to dress yourself in a way that flatters you and is also authentic to you. So that's really my aim in life, is helping women, you know, generally, you know, not the 20-year-olds and such, but I definitely have some 20-year-olds who are interested, but a little bit older for many of us who we've got less time. And, you know, we just kind of sometimes have got a bit lost with our style. So looking to help you discover who you are, how you want to express yourself through your clothes and your image, and finding what really flatters you so that you actually feel great as well as looking great. So that's really kind of where I've been coming from. I've been doing this since 2004, so just a few years. And I have online style programs and stuff too that give you all that kind of information that you need to know, you know, to whether to make your clothes or buy your clothes. I have lots of sewers follow me because they, you know, when you spend hours making something, you really don't want to discover it's not very flattering. You really want to know that what you're choosing is actually going to make you look amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And it can be a real challenge because, like you say, you put a lot of effort into making it, or and it's not cheap to buy fabric, for example. No. And so you want to make sure it's going to look great before, as many tips as you can to give you the best chance. Definitely. Yes. Definitely. Yes. So you mentioned a few of the resources on your website. So typically when I think of style consultants, I kind of think of going to see somebody and having an assessment and that kind of thing. But you do quite a lot more than that, don't you?
I do. So, I mean, I do that sort of stuff. So I do it with the people in real life. I also do it online, but I also just have a lot of self-discovery things. So there's a body shape calculator quiz. So if you're not sure of your shape, and then that gives you your body shape Bible, which tells you what shapes of clothes you're looking for. There's also a bit of a personality quiz to understand a little bit about how your personality influences your choices of clothes. I mean, we've all had the experience of walking to a department store and looking around and thinking, who would wear that thing? And it's because it's not our personality. Even if it might suit our body, it might suit us physically. And this is why we all have that experience where we shop, where we try things and we just go, it's not me. Yeah. So what I really do is I empower women and teach women to understand what is me. So when they are making those choices, they're actually making them from a place of knowledge rather than just a random trying things. You know, occasionally something works and then I just buy 10 of it in the same color or different colors because I don't know what else to do. That's, you know. So yeah. I'm happy to get you out of those sorts of little issues.
Yeah, and I think I'm definitely a rules person. I like a good rule and a good formula, and it just makes it easier for making those kind of decisions. I'm not a natural chooser of style, so anything that can help is a bonus, really. So one of the things that I was really interested in when I first started looking at some of your stuff was the loads of things that you've already mentioned, your calculator and some of the other tools. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll do more episodes around some of those aspects as well, because that does fascinate me. And it's been a huge help. But one of the areas that I hadn't seen in other places in the same way, which we're going to talk about today, was how you can use some of your own features to help you understand what fabrics and what styles and accessories work best for you. And I really liked some of the rules and it was quite easy to follow. So I thought we could talk a bit more about that today, if that's okay. So can you explain a little bit more about what those features are and how you can kind of assess them for yourself?
Sure. So one of the things that the whole way I approach style is looking for the harmony. So a bit like, you know, if we're listening to music and we want things to be in harmony, we have the same things when we're looking at people. We want those elements of style, whether it's the color, the body shape, you know, the figure flattery, the, you know, the textures, the sheen, which we're going to talk about today, and the personality all need to be in harmony with you. So when we are looking at fabric, some of the things we're looking at when we're choosing fabric is, will this fabric, and this is where there's a bunch of things with fabric, but like, so will this fabric flatter my figure? And that's got to do with your somatotype. So that just means it's Greek for body type. So that's really just looking at how that fabric falls over your body. So stiff fabric. So when you're in a store and you're going, will I get this fabric? Will it work in this pattern? Because it might say, you know, on a pattern, it will say, you know, try this, that, and something else fabric. Part of that is about how it will fall. So a stiff fabric stands out, stands away from your body. It has more structure. It's better for some garments and is better for some people's bodies as well. So the harder your body is, so the more muscle it is or the more bony it is, the more skeletal, the better you are to go for more stiff and structured fabrics. Versus if you have a softer body, so I think, you know, more women have more softer bodies, more curves. What we're looking for is drapey fabrics, fabrics that kind of puddle when you drop them on the ground, fabrics that they fall over your curves and so actually fall close to the body, because a stiff fabric can stand a long way away from the body. And you're only as large as the widest point of view. So if whatever you're wearing is standing away from you, it's actually going to make you look larger. Versus if your fabric is falling close to the body, it's going to make you look slimmer. That's just one small aspect of a fabric that you can think about.
Yeah, yeah. And it does make a difference, I think, even when you make a particular garment, the style lends itself to particular fabrics. And they do make fabric recommendations on the patterns, for example, but for that reason. And I remember as a child, when I first started making clothes in school, we did dressmaking, being insistent that I wanted to make this pleated skirt out of corduroy, which is quite a stiff fabric. and it literally just stood out like a little cake. I think it was kind of, yeah, that was not a success in my dressmaking career. So totally, it totally makes sense.
But it was a great lesson, wasn't it? Was, you went, must take more note of what it says on the pattern.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's kind of aspect like that with, you know, so thinking about the drape of the fabric is really important. And this is why, you know, you can get recommendations with body shape of you should wear an A-line skirt or you should wear a, you know, whatever shape skirt. But if it's in the wrong fabric, it won't work. And this is where often people go, well, that thing must be wrong, so it's all wrong, rather than understanding, actually, we also have to bring in all these other elements of how is that fabric going to fall. And as someone who sews, you'll know that even if you take the same pattern and then make it in different fabrics, it will work very differently and it will fit very differently. So the fabric is actually such an important part of that decision-making process you're going through when you're choosing a fabric to make.
Yeah, definitely. And even whether it's got a little bit of give or whether it's very structured, like you say, it does change how it comes up, finishes up on the body, and how the overall structure of the garment looks once it's done. And there are occasions where you want structure and there are occasions where you want drape, as you say, definitely. Yeah. One of the things that it also touches on in some of your videos is the aspects of understanding your own colour contrast. So could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Oh, that's a deep hole we're going into. So when we are looking at someone, so if you look at me, you'll notice I have light coloured hair, light coloured skin, but I've got fairly a darkish blue eye. They're not a really light blue eye. So I have a little bit of difference between my colouring. You'll notice my hair is kind of neutral in this blonde. It's not a really golden blonde. It's a much more ashy neutral blonde. So that's a neutral kind of colour. My skin has a little bit of colour to it, but my eyes also have colour. So it means I look better wearing colour versus if you have, say, brown eyes, brown hair and a beige skin, you're looking going to look better wearing neutrals. So colour contrast is how differently coloured you are. So if you had red hair and green eyes, you're going to look amazing wearing multicoloured outfits versus someone who has got a much lower colour contrast, so has that kind of, you know, like more neutral appearance, is going to look like a bit like a clown. And this is often where we can know, we'll just try things, we'll know something looks good or looks bad, but it can come down to some of these aspects like colour contrast, which is, you know, quite an amazing topic, but can also, you can get, it's quite down a rabbit hole when you kind of really start to get into it. But it's really, if you look at yourself in the mirror, you think, do I look like a colourful person? Like, is my natural appearance more colourful or is it more neutral? Or is it a combination where I've got a bit of neutral and a bit of colour? So if you've got, like, you know, coloured eyes but neutral hair and skin, then go, I look good in neutrals and a colour. If I've got no colour, then you just one colour at a time. So monochromatic just means variations of one colour. Mono meaning one and chroma meaning colour. So that's what monochromatic is. It's not black and white. Achromatic is black and white. Achromatic means without chroma or without colour. So if you're monochromatic, then you could go, I could wear shades of blue or shades of green, or today I'm wearing shades of kind of pink and purple. Quite similar sorts of colours together, rather than wearing purple with green, which is much more colourful.
Yeah.
So it's looking at what those aspects are of yourself and then repeating them in your clothing. And that's where it's all about this harmony. It's all about how can I repeat what I am in what I wear? And that also looks at things like, you know, texture. I mean, I think texture in fabric is a really fascinating thing, because so if you think about textured fabrics, we've got anything from, say, a lace, which can be a fine texture, but if it's a ribbon lace, it can be a bit more chunky. Just a fine rib knit, it's still got some texture to it, or something completely smooth like a satin or a poplin even is a very smooth fabric. And then we could go to like really chunky knitted things like your cable knits and those sorts of things, which so many people have in their wardrobe and never wear because they say, every time I put it on, it makes me feel huge. And my little rule of thumb is if you would describe the texture as chunky, it will make you look chunky.
That's a good rule. That's a good rule.
If it's fine, it's fine.
They always look so nice in the shop though, don't they? That's the trouble. Yeah.
They do. They look warm and snuggly and all those sorts of things. And then you put them and you go, oh, like I've just gained a lot of weight. Then if you look at your, if you're going, well, but should I go for texture? It's look at your hair, look at your skin. If you have, like you and I both have smooth hair. So we look better in smoother fabrics. We also have more smooth skin. Versus if you have, like, you know, spiky hair, curly hair, some sort of, you know, more coarse hair, often very thick hair is more coarse, it has more texture to it, then start looking for garments that have texture. Now, it could be something like a tweed that has that bit of texture, even a twill has a bit of texture, right up to those kind of much more textural sorts of fur and other kind of fabrics that you can think about. But you'll often find, even too, if you have got that like textural hair, often you'll find like some sort of modelly tweed is much better for you than just a solid, you know, plain worsted wool or something like that. So
So
that's something that you can think about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can pick up on those aspects when you're looking at your fabrics. And yeah. What if you like the idea of the texture? Is there a way to wear texture? So say you see something that you fall in love with, but it's not really, is there a way to kind of include that in your outfits and still be able to wear a little bit of that?
Yeah, just, I wouldn't go overboard. And then thinking about too, can I make it work? You know, so one of the things I do is if I want to wear my more textural garments, I curl my hair a bit.
Okay.
So sometimes I can artificially, like, you know, I can go, I can curl my hair. You know, that's something to look at. If you have wrinkly skin or textured skin, we could call it, this is why, you know, there is a kind of old lady boiled wool thing, you know, that yes. You go, yeah, like in boucle suits were very, you know, like you think about the past, and it's because it works with that textural hair and often that short curly do that used to be the old lady do when I was growing up. And it's because it works. Versus imagine a wrinkly face and kind of curly old hair on smooth satin or something, it juxtaposes and it doesn't, and you suddenly go, I notice the wrinkles more. Okay. Versus when we're thinking about like that repeating whatever we're seeing, so we think about that you know, that wrinklier skin and then that, you know, boucle fabric, it works together really well. But so it's like I can artificially say curl my hair if I want to wear more texture, or I just might put it in smaller doses, or make sure I'm putting it with something else that's smooth as well, or wear it a bit further away from my face rather than right next to my face.
Okay, yeah, so as a skirt rather than a jacket or that kind of thing as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then one of the other things that fascinated me as well was this idea of the, kind of relating to texture, but more about the shine. We talked about this the last time we spoke, didn't we, around how you can pick up on your own, and I'd never even really thought about it, I think, because I, as growing up, I think I was always taught, put your makeup on, pile a load of powder on, you don't really want to shine. And I think that, I mean, the fashion's generally changed anyway, hasn't it? There's a lot more around having a more natural sheen on your skin. Or a glow, yeah. I'm not very good at these terms, but yeah, thank you. So, and I think it can change summer and winter as well, can't it? So can you just kind of tell us a little bit more about that?
So again, when we're looking at particularly hair and skin, so when we think about, you know, whenever you see a shampoo commercial, what hair do they always have in it? It's long, black, the straightest hair you'll ever see, because that is the shiniest hair you'll ever see.
Yeah.
The dark hair, especially smooth, flat, dark hair reflects light really well. So of course it looks amazing when they toss that, you know, hair. So when we're thinking about hair, so the more your hair is shiny, you will look better in some sort of shine. Now, you might notice on me that I have got a shine in my skin. Does not matter how much powder I put on, I go shiny really fast. If I just wear all matte fabrics, I can look kind of greasy. Versus if I make sure that I'm always wearing something that's got some shine. So even if it's just a piece of jewelry, you know, like I wear a little bit of bling. And also my makeup also has sheen in it. So I don't go for the matte makeup. I actually go for the makeup with pearlescence. Now, we're all told, oh, you get over 50 or 40, you've got to go to matte makeup.
Yeah.
I'm over 50. I still have to wear shiny makeup because I'm a shiny person.
Right.
So it's like going over the shiny, you know, smoother, shiny hair, shiny skin, wear something shiny. So I might go for garments with a bit of sheen or shine in them, like the fabrics to have some shine, or I might just do it in an accessory, because the whole thing is shiny fabrics draw attention and therefore can make you look larger. They can highlight areas. So I'm always wary of where I put shine over my body parts, where I go, I don't want people looking at my stomach, so I'm not going to put shiny things over it. So yeah, so if you're more matte, more naturally matte fabrics will work better. Got a bit of sheen. So some people are in between where it's that it's not highly shiny, but it's not matte. Go for things with a little bit of sheen. And even things like silk has that little element of sheen to it. versus your satin and stuff is that high shine, or your sequins, things like that are also really shiny. So work much better on someone has that natural shine to them.
Yeah, and it kind of struck me when I'd read about that around the difference between a daytime outfit and a going out outfit, where I might straighten my hair and make that look, you know, like you say, make it look more shiny because I'm going to be wearing something that's got some shine in it or a bit sparkly or
include. And you might use a highlighter and add a bit more sparkle to your face and all those sorts of things as well. Yeah. So yeah, you can, you know, you can up it, you can reduce it.
Yeah. Depending on what the occasion is or what effect you're trying to get. And interesting about putting that on different parts of your body as well. You're thinking about making a whole dress out of something versus having a really nice shiny skirt, long skirt, for example, and maybe a matte top or something, if, you know, depending on what you're trying to do.
Or you can even just do shine, you know, from above the bust to the shoulders or something and make the rest of it matte. And that's going to draw attention up to the portrait area, which is like the most important area to dress.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're looking at when ideally when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to your face. So I always say to my clients, if you're looking in my eyes, you're not looking at my thighs.
That's a great one. I must get that on a t-shirt.
So what I want to do is draw attention to my face. So jewelry, you know, like I've got my accessories on, those sorts of things. Make sure if I'm going to put shine, put it in this area up here. That's where the razzle dazzle happens.
Yeah.
And then keep the other bit plain and boring that you don't want to look at because it's too dull.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that's good. That's great tips. So in just in terms of then helping people make decisions about fabric, because it can be a bit tricky buying fabrics online because you're sort of seeing just the picture of that and it's hard to, we talked about this as well, didn't we, about kind of imagining that pattern. We haven't really talked about patterns actually, perhaps spend a bit more time on that. So, but whenever I go into a fabric shop or if I'm looking online, most of what they're promoting is these lovely fabrics with lots of patterns and colours and so on. But from what we've spoken about so far, they're probably the ones to either keep to a minimum or to avoid, even though they appeal when you're on the website. Actually making a garment out of them or an outfit out of them is going to be more challenging and may be harder to work. And as you mentioned earlier, if you're not a person who has high contrast, wearing lots of different colours in the same fabric may not be ideal. And I've definitely had experiences of that where I've looked at a fabric in the shop, thought it was gorgeous, made a dress out of it and thought, well, my goodness, that's way too much. You know, let's make that shorter and make it into a top or something. So if you've got any tips around, we can choose patterns and colour. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things to think about too is again, going back to the skin, is your skin plain or patterned? So if you have, say, a lot of freckling or age spots or whatever, you have a more patterned skin. So you could actually look great in pattern, particularly, or even if you have your hair, if your hair is multi-tonal in its colours, so if you've got multicolored hair, whether it's going grey, and that we get that grey, white, all those different colours in there, or whether it's I've got different highlights or something that bring out different colours, all those elements speak to pattern. They say, hey, have some pattern because you're like me. Again, we're putting that harmony in there. So if you're like freckled, then often leopard print is a brilliant pattern for you, because what it does is it's like, you know, when we're covered in leopard print, nobody notices the freckles. So when we're thinking about pattern, there's a few little keys to pattern to really think about that just can make it easy. So when we think about prints and patterns, we can have sparse prints. So they're prints where the elements of print are a long way from each other. There's a lot of negative space in between. These are the fattening prints. We can have dense prints.
Okay.
These are the ones, often like a leopard print or whatever, where all the elements of print are all over each other. The print doesn't start and stop. There's no particular focal point of the print. These are really slimming prints. So right. These are great prints to choose. So if you look at a print and you go, there's no one part of the print I just want to look at. There's no focal point of the print. It doesn't start and stop. There's not really much negative space. It's just everywhere. Like I think like twinkle, 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 twinkle. And leopard print is a good example of that. These are great prints. Now, of course, you can get that in any colour. You could get it in a neutral. So if you're not a high colour contrast person, you could just go, I'm just going to have, you know, one color leopard, like the shades of brown or, you know, the sort of thing that your traditional leopard, or could be grays and blacks and whites, you know, but we can go that kind of one color version. Now, if you've got more color, that's when you're looking for a print that's got a bit more color, but you're still looking for that more dense print. but that might have, you know, maybe it's got two colours in it. It's rather than one colour. It could have three. So the higher your colour contrast goes, the more colours you can add into those prints. But I always go, if you look for a dense print, that is always going to make it easier. And the other thing to think about is the scale of the print. So the larger the scale of the print, the harder it is to wear. So I think about, you know, if you think about the size of your hand, your outstretched, you know, finger, the whole thing, that's a very large scale print.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to really draw attention. Now, a medium scale is kind of the palm, and a small scale is just like a, you know, 10, 5p piece. I'm trying to think, you know,
well done.
Penny, 10 cent, whatever, depends what, you know, a small coin.
Yeah.
One quid, like whatever's a small one. Kind of the small element. So really small element. So then you've got to think about how large are you as a person. So if you're petite, you want to stay with smaller prints. If you're more average or medium, you can go up to medium size. And if you are very tall, you can go to larger scale prints. So that also relates to your overall kind of body scale as well. If you have very large facial features, even if you are more petite, you can get away with, you've got large facial features, with wearing a larger size print because it's relating to something larger on you.
Right.
If you've got tiny facial features, then you're better in tinier prints because, again, otherwise, what we notice is that it's the difference between them. So what we want to do is just keep repeating whatever it is about you physically in those elements of design that you're looking at.
Yeah, so minimize the jarring aspects to stop that drawing attention to those elements, unless that's what you're wanting to do, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things you could easily do is if you're looking online is have a, you know, photo of yourself. You know, minimize the screen so you can see, have the photo of you up and have the print you're looking at up, put them next to each other and go, does it look like it goes or does it jar in some way? That would be the easiest thing you could do, just to go, you know, is this related to me or not?
Yeah.
This is also what we call the value contrast. So value is just the technical word for how light or dark a color is. And so the higher your value contrast, so if we talk Disney princesses here, Snow White, she's the high value contrast. She's black and white. She looks great in the black and white print, like the zebra print, or that real black and white print, of which there's many of them around, millions of black and white prints around. That's the Snow White print. If you're more like Cinderella, you know, blonde hair or light hair, pale skin, lighter colored eyes, you look better in a print that hasn't got that really high contrast. You look better in, like, you know, a light with a medium color or a medium with a dark color rather than a straight light dark. If you want to wear that light dark print, you need to put the medium color in between. So you need to have something that I think is a more blended print where you don't really notice where it starts light, goes medium, goes dark, kind of, it's got all the elements in it from the whole kind of value scale, as we call it, in it, rather than just straight light dark.
Yeah.
And then if you're aerial, so our mermaid, she's a high color contrast. She's, you know, orange and green. She looks great in those multicolored prints, but without that high value contrast, not the light dark, just different colored prints.
Okay. So you talked about body shape and hardness and softness earlier. And does that, because I've also kind of been looking at whether floral patterns or geometric patterns work best. And have you got any tips around that?
Well, patterns really come down to personality and personal likes and dislikes. There's a lot of that there. So you've always got to go, you know, I love a floral. I have a friend, she's all leopards. She doesn't ever wear florals. I know other people, everything's a stripe. You know, like, it's, you can open the wardrobe and it's just stripe shirt, stripe shirt, stripe shirts. So part of that is personality. Then within that, so it's like, what am I attracted to? I think that's the number one thing. Then it's okay, with all of those prints, I can find more or less flattering versions. And so then it's looking at saying, okay, well, do I want large geometrics or small ones? Do I want, you know, what scale do I want? Because that relates to that body scale that I was talking about before. I might think about what contrasts work as well. And then I can also, you know, think about, well, what body part am I putting it on? So if I want to wear a, you know, not a dense print, I want to wear a print that's got one flower here and one flower there and one over there. Well, how can I do that? Well, I don't want to put it on the body part that I want to make look, you know, like to be less obvious. I'll put it on the other part of my body. I might make it in something that's very drapey. So what happens is, instead of it being stretched out, so in some sort of garment where, you know, like we see the whole thing because it's very flat, then we notice the distance. Versus if it's something that's drapey, suddenly the fabric folds onto itself. So those elements of design aren't as far apart. We're making it more dense. Right. So that's something to think about as well. So often people think, oh, like I'm a pear shape. I can't wear busy pattern. You know, I can't wear patterns on my bottom half. But in fact, you can. You just want to have it in that busy, dense pattern in the right scale rather than in a sparse pattern. And the other thing to remember is horizontal lines broaden. So any sort of stripe, be very aware it has a broadening effect. So be wary where you put them. Like, don't put them on a body part you don't want to make look broader.
Yeah. And the width of the stripe as well, isn't it? That's also kind of plays a part. Yeah.
So the wider the stripe, the wider it makes you look. So when it's very narrow, it's fine. But when, you know, when it gets even like, you know, to about that kind of centimeter and a half, it starts to have a widening effect. So, and then if you get those big bold stripes, they are the worst for being widening.
Yeah, so unless you're looking for that big broad shoulder look, then.
But if you want to balance your pear shape, you put the stripes up on your shoulders and you keep the bottom with a busy, like, you know, dense pattern or something.
Yeah, yeah. So much to think about. No wonder it's so easy to get it wrong. Do you know, I think there's so many things, so many different aspects, or not get it quite right, I suppose. There's never a wrong, there's just a decision. Okay, well, I mean, loads of stuff to work with there, and I'll put a lot of that stuff in the show notes as well for the episode. I know you have loads of tools and things on your website. Is there any particular ones in this area that we can direct people to?
So I suppose if you want to kind of figure out what your body shape is, just go and have a look at my body shape calculator quiz. That's a really handy thing to do. And of course, if you want my professional opinion, I give that out as part of my 7 Steps of Style program, which really is the kind of, if you want to get all your particulars down, and I think that's where you're going, you know, before I go into the stores, before I waste a whole lot of A, money and B, time on making something and even buying patterns, like that's one of those things of going, which pattern should I choose? Knowing your shapes, your styles, where to put, you know, that should I put the dark bit here or the dark bit there? Where do I put the light bit? Where do I put the pattern? All those sorts of things. When you get that stuff nailed down, it makes those choices so easy because you just go, yeah, that's me, that's not me. You create your own personal set of guidelines and then it becomes so much easier to, you know, to be making the ideal wardrobe that actually works together and makes you look amazing.
Yeah, and we'll definitely, I mean, I'd love to do another episode around the body shape because that was just the work I've done from getting to know you to start with has made a big difference to me already. So I can highly recommend that. So definitely head over there. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. And there's a few other articles around some of the things that we talked about around like harmonious outfits and that kind of thing that I think would be also helpful for relating to this topic. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with before we wrap up?
I don't know. Where do I start? You can also do on the blog too. There's a little search bar. If you just put the word texture in, like you're going, I want to know everything about texture. Just put in the word texture or sheen or shine, and like those sorts of things. And it will actually bring up pretty much everything I might have read or written or even mentioned in the thousands of posts. That's why it's a bit of an encyclopedia. Fortunately, you can search things up. So
yeah, and I can testify to that, definitely. It really is. And I've used the search and it's amazing. And there are so many pieces on there. I highly recommend going to take a look if you've been listening to this episode. And the website address is insideoutstyleblog.com. So if you want to head over there. And if people want to connect with you on other platforms, what's your details there?
So on Instagram, I'm Inside Out Style Blog. On Facebook, I'm Inside Out Style Blog. Try and make it fairly easy to find me. Pinterest, I think I'm just Imogen Lamport. I can't quite remember. Twitter, I think I'm Imogen Lamport. So it's either my name or just Google Inside Out Style Blog. You'll find me.
Brilliant. Okay, well, it's been great, Imogen. And I know we could carry on talking for another 2 hours at least. We tend to chat away, don't we? So we will definitely do another episode, at least one, around particularly around the body shape, because I think that's been really interesting for me for picking patterns for dressmaking. But I just want to thank you for your time. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. And we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Jackie.
Well, there you have it. I did warn you. What a load of great tips and information. So as I mentioned at the start, head over to somuchmorefun.co.uk/podcast and get the show notes and the download. If you've enjoyed this episode, then please remember to subscribe or follow on your favourite podcast platform. And if you know someone out there that might enjoy listening to this, or who you want to give a subtle style nudge to, then please share this with them. In the next episode, we're taking a bit of a different angle, talking about appreciating our bodies with Jenny Cotlier of Campsite Vibes. So until then, have fun feeling fabulous.